I would like to give thanks to the ancestors, family and community ancestors, because even though we may not know a lot about our family ancestors, they're the reason why we're here today. So we give thanks to those family ancestors who paved the way for us to be here, even if they had to struggle. Ashe. I'd like to give thanks to the community ancestors for showing us that being African is a possibility, and that we can do it, and that calling on our ancestors and taking back the lessons that they taught us is possible, and it's something that we can do if we really, really try and really put our mind to it, and if we really stand up and do what we need to do as a community. Ashe. If anyone wants to call on any ancestors that they want to bring to them today, or bring that energy here today, please call on them now.
I'd like to call on the ancestor Amos Wilson. Want him to be with us today as we tap into our power as a people. He encouraged us. He wrote the book Blueprint for Black Power and encouraged us not to run away from power, but to get to know power and to use our power and to see us as powerful, so that today we will, and always, we will know the power of our people, of our ancestors, and ourselves. I want Amos Wilson to come to be with us. Ashe.
Ashe. I would like to call on Nana Marcus Garvey this morning. Because he's been on my mind this morning, and I just would like to give thanks to him because he really strived hard to make sure that we were, like, that we as a people were taking back what was ours, and that we were calling our ancestors, and that we were claiming Africa as our homeland, and we weren't claiming anywhere else as where we should be. And I thought that was really good, because today you will see people who won't even want to try to claim Africa, and I really want to give reverence to him, because I really thought that what he did in his movement was really, really powerful, because he had African people here in America really saying, Africa is my homeland, and I'm going to claim it, and I'm going to get an African name, and I'm going to, you know, strive to take back African values and African principles and all those things. And I thought that his movement was very strong, and I just want to call on his spirit, because, you know, we definitely need to be able to call on our ancestors for what they did. And I thought, you know, I really want to give reverence to him for that. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe.
For all the ancestors, known, unknown, called and uncalled, named and unnamed, we still give reverence to them. Ashe. And we ask that the ancestors that we did call on, that their spirits will be with us and that their energy will be with us today. So we say Ashe. Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe. All right, let's see, make sure who we have with us this morning. And Akanke did a great job. Akanke. Ashe. I mean, Mo. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciated that libation. Really liked it. Really, really did. You do a great job. You have great comfort. And just the other day, Ife was telling me that she was someplace and somebody asked her to do libation. Asked her, has she ever done it before? She smiled and stepped to the task. And so as you are doing it here, it's just great work and great preparation. All right, let me get us to, I want everybody to download TeamSpeak, and so that we can have that as an alternative. But that's actually going to be our alternative number three. We're working on a couple of different ones this year, and let's see about number one for those people who are in the room. You need to put this in another browser, okay? Put that in your browser. Put that in your Firefox or Internet Explorer, okay? And if you want to see your face, you have to log out of this room once you're once you put that in your browser. All right, so let's give it a try, and then we'll come back to this room because everybody will not know to come to the new space, okay? I'll see you there. Also, you can actually stay here and inactivate your webcam from here. Just go up to webcam and click on where it has active, uncheck it, and I think you'll be able to see yourself in the other space. Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. No, not here. If you put that in your browser, you should be coming into another room. Naja, copy and paste. Take that, cut and paste it, and put it in your other browser. Not in this browser, please. Not up here, but close this down. Nasha and Safia and Jerisa, are you going to join me in the new conference room? Okay. Please do. Want to test it as our backup room for right now. It may become our replacement room, but right now it's the backup room.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you what's the password to the room? I just had to help because my printer got jammed, and I was just helping my aunt get the paper out. But what's the password to it? Because I know I remember it. Send me the password.
You don't have to have a password. Just ignore it.
Okay, well, I ignored it, and I see the AYA telecom graphics, but it doesn't have me like in there as a live member right now because I'm not signed on.
Come again, I don't understand. If you put your name there, that should be sufficient. So what happens when you try, when you put your name in and click OK?
Okay, I got it.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, thank you very much. The Bakari for typing in. The question before us last Friday, we watched a short video about an African young man who was at your age working and built a windmill. And who remembers his name? Type it in the text chat or talk it on the Talk Now button.
William Kamkwamba.
Good, it's close. As an M, Kamkwamba. Kamkwamba. William Kamkwamba. And what country was he, does he live in? What country is his family from? Good guess. Nope, it's not Ethiopia. The spelling is wrong, Niger, but I think you're trying to get there. Good guess, Jerisa. All right, Niger, what is it? Moop, you hit it on the head. Hit it on the head. East Coast hit it on the head. Malawi. Where on earth is that? Find out for me. Who can tell me where Malawi is? Where in Africa? Where in the world is Malawi? Is it East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, Southern Africa? Where is Southern Africa? Where is it? Like Botswana? Is it top of South Africa? Where in the world is Malawi? Show me on a map. Get a link. Put it in the text chat so I can see Malawi. Well, there's Southern Africa, bottom of Southern Africa. That well, when, you know, I've been in Cape Town. When I was in Cape Town, South Africa, you really are on the Cape. You're right there at the ocean. So I don't see how it could be the bottom of South Africa. What about Botswana? Where? Is it in Botswana, next to Botswana? Show me a link. Find a map. Find Malawi. Oh, next to Botswana. Oh, okay, to the left or to the right? I mean, east or to the west? Very good, Teresa. East or to the west? Oh, so it's not close to Botswana. Because Botswana is on the other side. Okay? It borders Zambia and Tanzania and Mozambique. Thank you, Jerisa. Let's see what we find. Where is it? Okay, there it is. I see it. I see it right there. So it was right there, Tanzania. I love Tanzania. I really do. I want to get back there. I spent time there. And Zimbabwe, I spent time there as well. I love Zimbabwe. My heart is in Zimbabwe because my friends are there. Oh, where, Niger, did you live for 3 months? Ah, Ethiopia. Ethiopia. Mama Lubuntu is on her way this morning to Africa. Where is she going, Bakari and Isko? Going to Kemet, what people call Egypt. Going to Kemet. Very good, land of the blacks. Okay, so now that we have Malawi clearly in sight, okay, now we saw a video where William Kimkwaba was talking about what happened and what he did. And we then had a discussion afterward. Naja said he was smart. The newspapers say he's a genius. I say both of them are correct. He is smart. He is a genius. Yes, he was a genius. He still is a genius. And he also, and so are you. We talked about what was necessary for him, and I told you what was necessary for him to tap into the genius, which is the same thing that's necessary for you and me to tap into our genius. So what were those things? What was necessary in order for him to tap into his genius? There are many people who are in similar situations, but they don't tap into the genius. What happened? What was the circumstances? Okay, that's not what we said. I want you to go to your notes, okay? Go to your notes, all right? You see, when we do stuff like that, it really is, this is a time to study it, because it's not a boom. All he needed was his family. That's not all he needed. That's but family. There was definitely a connection there. Go to your notes. Pull up your text chat and to your notes, Bakari. I don't understand food, Nigel. So he was hungry. There was a real problem he wanted to solve. I'll take. I don't know if poverty had a whole lot to do with it. Go to your notes. Go to your notes. All those things are part of the problems. Yes, he was hungry, he was poor, he needed more energy. All of those are part of the problem that he wanted to solve. Very good. So I accept all of those. They're still part of one piece, and that is there was a problem he had. He was hungry. What day was that? It was last Friday. Same time. And this is so important because you need to know how to tap into your genius. How to tap into your genius. So let me know when you got your text chat up, Bakari, Akanke, East Coast, Naja. Tell me what you find.